AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Uvalde, Texas School Police Chief Peter Arredondo is on leave amid criticism of police response to last month's mass shooting that left 19 students and two teachers dead at Robb Elementary School. Yesterday, the head of the Texas Department of Public Safety, Colonel Stephen McCraw, told a state Senate committee Arredondo, the on-site commander, made terrible decisions as the massacre unfolded on May 24th and police response was an abject failure. President Biden calls on Congress to agree to a 90-day gas and diesel tax holiday.
I promise you I'm doing everything possible to bring the price of energy down, gas prices down. And I want to make sure we all work on this together.
Moody Analytics' Mark Zandi says even if Republicans in Congress agree to the suspension, the oil companies would add some pennies to the price.
The gas tax is really on the margin. I mean, it's small, a little over 18 cents per gallon. Remember, gasoline is now selling for $5 a gallon. And the other thing to consider is that some of that cut in tax will probably be captured by the gas company, you know, the gasoline company. They're not going to pass all of that through to their customers.
The gates were open today at the entrances to the southern part of Yellowstone National Park, which escaped the worst of last week's flooding. Amy Dingler and her family were able to see Old Faithful.
We did some other things, Grand Teton and some other horseback riding and ATVs, and so this is our first day that we've been able to come into Yellowstone. So our first stop was Old Faithful.
Park officials revert to a system used during the gas rationing days of the 1970s. Those in vehicles with odd numbers can enter on odd days on the calendar, while even number tags let people in on even days. In southern Montana, where the park entrances remain closed, several towns that depend on the park's tourism are still struggling to clean up damage to several hundred homes and businesses. This is AP News. A U.S. House committee says the owner of the NFL's Washington Commanders, Dan Snyder, tried to gaslight those accusing him of pervasive sexual harassment.
Mr. Snyder conducted a shadow investigation to target his accusers, pin the blame on others, and influence the NFL's own internal review.
Oversight Committee Chair Carolyn Maloney says Snyder used a lawsuit as a pretext to obtain phone records and emails. The owner didn't testify. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell did.
The most recent independent workplace report, which we have shared with the committee, confirms that an entirely new, highly skilled, and diverse management team is in place, and that there has been, quote, substantial transformation of the team's culture, leadership, and human resources practices, end quote.
Snyder called the hearing a politically charged show trial. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.